8. Crypto mining. Now that we were finally going in, I was finally able to appreciate how downright creepy the damned place was. The kobolds only needed torches in areas where they were mining, which clearly wasn't happening in the entrance. The pitch black just beyond the gnome-made rock entrance was clearly putting Nick on edge. Not me, though. I definitely wasn't afraid. I went ahead and drew both swords anyway, just to make Nick feel better. Moving through the first section of the mine was painfully slow going. My eyes had adjusted to the dark fairly quickly, but the limits of human night vision were quickly obvious. Nick, how's your vision in here? I asked in party chat. I guess I should have checked before we went in.
It's not bad. I would be better off with a tiny bit of light, though. Gnomes don't have the same kind of vision as kobolds, so we can't handle total darkness, he said with a hint of fear in his voice.
Great. We're at a complete disadvantage here. I just hope we can avoid being caught unawares for as long as possible, I thought as we worked our way into the mine. Thankfully, we managed to have our first encounter before we could be snuck up on.
I see some lights flickering up ahead, Nick pointed out.
I slowed my pace down and moved up a little more to try focusing my vision. Sure enough, I could see the light dancing along the walls of the cave, but I couldn't see the source. Looks like it's around a bend in the tunnel. Let's see if we can sneak up to the corner and take a peek, I instructed. Stealth has increased to level 3. As I came to the turn, I realized the reason we didn't hear them digging was because they were loading up a cart. Wait, why did they not have a group loading the cart so they could keep digging? Holy shit, kobolds were inefficient. Thankfully for us, there were only about 6 of them from what I saw. 6 completely unarmed kobolds. I watched for a moment in disbelief as the kobolds that should have been mining were carrying lumps of iron to the cart sitting in the middle of the tunnel. The group was set up to do one task or the other, and it seemed like they were using the cart for the literal opposite of its intended purpose. We are definitely going to the bottom of this mine. They're taking all of it deeper. Something is going on down there, I explained to Nick. Not sure if kobolds are hoarders or maybe they have a dragon down there that's decided to just settle for a pile of iron, but there's got to be a reason they'd take it deeper into the mine. The kobold miners, like the scouts, wore no armor. If I understood the damage correctly, and the miners had the same HP as the scouts, a single attack with my new swords should leave them nearly dead. This might be a good opportunity for Nick and I to work on our combat skills in a controlled environment, I thought, as I came up with a game plan. Nick, I'm going in before they can grab those pickaxes. We need to work on your combat skills and my defenses, though, so I'm going to hit each kobold once. That should leave them with a single hit point each. I paused to let him digest it before continuing. After that, you're going to pick them off one at a time. Assuming the whole mine is set up like this, we'll follow the same pattern for each mining team, okay? It's likely going to be our best bet for safely getting some early skill levels, I finished.
I hate grinding skills, Nick responded. But you're right that it is probably the best time for it. Lead the way, Jack.
Taking another peek around the corner, I saw that all 6 were walking towards the cart with armfuls of ore. I should probably point out at this point that a kobold armful of ore is not a large amount of ore. I doubt you could make an English longsword with what they were all carrying right now. That's what happens when you have creatures the size of children performing manual labor. Then again, the gnomes probably couldn't carry much more themselves. I bet they had gadgets for it to help. Shit, I'm getting sidetracked again. Realizing that any surprise attacks would likely result in a sneak attack and instantly kill my target, I made the least tactical decision possible and yelled at the kobolds as I ran in to get their attention on me. As they charged at me, the hardest part was fighting the instinct to kill them myself. Instead, I gave each a quick slash and set to focusing on defenses. Just as I did, Nick took a shot and killed his first kobold. Kobold takes 8 damage. 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 Nick has slain Kobold Miner. You blocked Kobold Miner's attack, -1 HP. 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 You blocked Cobalt Miner's attack. -1 HP. Oh, yeah. I hated blocking with swords. Also, I was starting to finally feel the game. The impact of the blocks traveled through the swords and into my hands and wrists and left them aching after the first exchange. I'd also learned my lesson after the last time I got surrounded. The idea was to keep the tunnel wall at my back till Nick got a shot in at the one where a miss was least likely to get me. Once he took his shot, I'd reposition while he reloaded to make sure they couldn't block me in completely. Following the plan as directed, Nick worked his way through the group of miners as quickly as he could reload his crossbow. Thankfully, Nick could reload slightly faster than the miners could move in and claw at me. This left me blocking one less kobold each time they moved in for a shot at me. The bones in my hands and wrists were thankful for the small blessing. As the last kobold fell, I slumped against the side of the tunnel to let my HP and SP recover while I looked over my abbreviated notifications from the fight. Your party has slain Kobold Miner, x6. You received 60 XP. Block has increased to level 3. Looks like I got 2 levels in block off that. How did you do, Nick? I asked after I'd rested.
Same for crossbows. Not that it will matter much right now, he said enthusiastically. This was a good plan, Jack. I doubt I would have ever had a situation where I could gain skill levels in combat this easily. So how much ore is there?
The cart isn't even close to full. In fact, it would take forever for just this group to fill it. Did they really plan on stopping all mining until it was full? I replied. That's when I noticed that the iron being loaded into the cart was from piles they'd built up next to their mining spots. If they were only loading what they had piled up, it seemed safe to assume they were pushing it back down the tunnel with room for more. That meant there were more miners along the path. I'm counting 18 units of ore, but this car can hold a lot more. I'm betting there's more kobolds mining along this tunnel. Let's grab the last batch of ore, toss it in, and push the cart down to the next mining spot, I suggested.
Wait a second, Jack. Why would we push the cart with us? Nick asked.
It was a reasonable question to ask, really. We didn't work for the kobolds. We're pushing the cart because they expect it. It will help us keep the element of surprise. Think about it. This is probably on something that vaguely resembles a schedule. If they hear the cart around the time they're used to hearing it, they will keep their guard down. It should make our job easier, I explained. Thankfully, I was right. It took just a couple of minutes to get to the next mining spot, and they seemed relieved to hear the cart coming. There was some grumbling as they casually dropped their pickaxes and each grabbed a chunk of ore from the ground. The grumbling became stunned silence as I emerged from within the cart to the kobold's horror. I guess this was supposed to be their break from the repetitive mining they were tasked with. Unfortunately, this was going to be a pretty shitty break time for them. The process went just like the first batch. I was facing another 6 kobolds caught completely off guard. Hopping from the cart, I slipped into faux tank mode by giving each a good slash to get their health low and blocking until Nick could pick them off. After the second batch of miners was down, we repeated the process from last time, except we loaded the cart before we rested, since there was more ore to load this time. I had a few notifications this go-around, but they were easier to manage thanks to the new settings. Stealth increased to level 4. Short swords increased to level 4. Dual wielding increased to level 4. Block increased to level 4. You have received 60 XP. Nick and I decided there was no reason to change the formula if it worked so well, and proceeded to clear out 5 more spots, just like this, before we got to the entrance to the second level. Along the way, block hit level 5, so I started working on my parry. I think we got overconfident at some point and started taking shorter breaks because I was exhausted by the time we got to the path going deeper into the mine. This seemed like as good a time as any to crumble into a tired heap and examine all the notifications. Stealth increased to level 5. Block increased to level 5. Parry increased to level 4. Short swords increased to level 5. Dual wielding increased to level 5. Your party has slain kobolds, x30. You have received 300 XP. You have reached level 4. You are awarded the following. +3 agility. +5 intellect. +1 endurance. +5 free attribute points. I decided that I'd just dump everything into agility with this level to get me to a nice even number for a while. The downside was that it put my damage high enough to one-shot the kobolds, which left Nick in the cold as far as easy skill ups on his crossbow skill. He didn't seem to mind.
Holy cow, Jack! I've gotten my crossbow skill up to 5, and I'm a kobold kill away from level 5. That's part of the prerequisite for Artificer. The character level, I mean. Apparently, most jobs can't be picked up until at least level 5, he said in party chat.
I haven't even considered jobs. Maybe I should ask Al when we get back in a couple of days. I also needed to speak with Alfred when I could. Hopefully, this wasn't something that was forbidden from explaining.
Speaking of days, Nick said, it's getting late and I've been logged in for a while. Can we call it a day soon? We can always pick back up tomorrow if that's okay with you.
He was right. It had been a while since I'd logged on, and I had no idea how long he'd been logged on before me. That works. Be prepared for some possible patrols tomorrow. I don't know where the ore goes from here, so I'm not sure if the cart not showing up down there will lead someone to come looking for answers, I said. Oh, Nick, I called out to him, suddenly remembering something I'd wanted to discuss. How do you want to split the money from this mine? I bet I'd never clear this thing without you. Nick laughed and said,
keep it. I don't need the money in real life, and I really don't want managing a mine to get in the way of my crafting.
I didn't trust myself digging into why he didn't need the money. I was afraid my brain would subconsciously start considering him a mark if I found out he was some wealthy but vulnerable corporate heir. We made our way back through the mines, gathering up what we could from the groups of kobolds we'd killed along the way. The pickaxes they used were obviously gnome-made, so we decided to take those. Also, the miners apparently received some sort of wage as we managed to find 2 gold pieces on each one. We managed to evenly split the gold and then piled the pickaxes up by the campfire along with the rest of the loot. Nick and I added each other to our friends list just in case it was necessary. The in-game messaging system was set up so that you could send and receive game messages outside the game, so it was helpful for coordinating things like meeting back up to tackle mines full of kobolds. After logging out, I just barely managed to make it to my bed before sleep overtook me. I didn't get very far, but I still considered it a successful day 1 in-game.